All right, welcome back. It is another edition here of the High School Hockey Report. My name is Sean Belegian, and each week we like to talk about, you know, teams all around the great state of Michigan. A lot of great hockey being played out there. Every corner of the state of Michigan. Let's start on the west side right now. Great story on the west side in Division III. They're everybody's number one for now. Obviously, we have to see what transpires in the playoffs, but off to an outstanding start at 17-1. The head coach at Grand Rapids Catholic Central, Coach Slobodnik, joins us here on the High School Hockey Report. First of all, Coach, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for your time here on the High School Hockey Report. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to hear from you again, and always good to talk about the MIHL showcase at this time of the year.
Yeah, Coach, you know what? I want to start there before we even talk about the team and really the good things happening in the OK Conference. I mean, the showcase each and every year, it's something that gets bigger and bigger. You know, not only do they bring in all the great teams from our great state, but, you know, you bring in teams from Ohio, you bring in Culver, whatever the case may be. It's got to be an honor for you and the boys to be a part of this, right?
It's fantastic. It really is kind of the you circle it on the schedule at the beginning of the year, and you know, at that time of the year, you don't know who you're gonna play, because they want to match good teams against good teams. But it's definitely something you circle at the beginning of the year. You know, it's going to be a great weekend of hockey, you know, for guys in our state that want to move on and take their game to the next level, be it junior hockey or college hockey. You know, it's an opportunity with a lot of guys in the building that weekend to be seen. So it's a great weekend of hockey. You know, it's good hockey people in the building, and it's a great product on the ice, which is the most important thing.
You know, Coach, it's interesting you say that. I don't think people realize, you know, sitting on my side of the fence, if you will, as a member of the media, I don't think people realize the amount of scouts from the USHL, from, you know, whatever league it may be, guys looking at the collegiate level that show up for the entire weekend out there in Trenton.
Oh, I think, you know, every junior league in the U.S. and Canada has representatives there. You know, most colleges, Division I, Division III, ACHA have representatives there. The OHL has representatives there. So the product in Michigan, high school hockey, is a great product. Like, people sleep on it, and then they think we don't produce kids. But consistently, if you look at the North American League, if you look at the USHL, we have guys that are moving on in the game, and that's a great weekend where you know you're going to get a great opponent, and the kids are going to get some looks, which is fantastic.
Coach Slobodnik joins us here on the High School Hockey Report. Hey, if you haven't seen the Cougars play, number one, they're 17-1. You get two opportunities down at the showcase. They take on Novi Detroit Catholic Central, who happens to be number one in Division I, 6 o'clock tilt on Friday night. And then they take on Division II powerhouse Livonia Stevenson at 6:50 on Saturday night. You know, Coach, I know you're not going to shy away from the challenge, to be sure, but you got two tough matchups there. That is outstanding, especially when you look at three of the top teams covering Division One, Two, and Three.
There's no question that we're going to have everything we can handle and then some this weekend. And you know what? I would have it no other way. You know, we've had a great year, and hey, to be the best, you want to test yourself against the best. And you know, shoot, that's a short list at the top of teams that are consistently there. And Novi Detroit Catholic Central is always there. You know, Cranbrook is always there. Brother Rice, Trenton, always there, you know. So those are the programs that are measuring sticks, and it's great to go over there and compete against those guys. And hey, we all put our skates on the same way, and 51 minutes of hockey, and we'll see who the better team is that night.
Coach, that's one of the things. I mean, all one has to do is take a look at your schedule. I mean, not only have you played the tough teams on the west side of the state, but you face Divine Child out on the east. You face the Sioux from up north. You guys are really one of those programs right now that say, hey, if you want to get together and play hockey, we're going to do it. Is that your approach when you make the schedule? I mean, you guys are working on schedules, heck, in March and April of the previous season. Is that your approach when you sit down and make the schedule?
Well, I think, you know, with the success of the program over the course of the past 8 to 10 years, you know, our schedule's gotten easier and easier to make. You know, people want to play us, which is great, number one. Number two, you know, I frankly, 17-1 is too good of a record at this time of the year. You know, I would love to have, you know, and I think it's important as a coach to learn lessons. And I think you learn a lot of lessons when you lose hockey games, you know, and sometimes when you win a lot, you get into some bad habits and stuff. And we've been trying to work on that and avoid that. But but inevitably, like, you want to play the best to be the best. And so I never shy away from playing great hockey teams. You know, if one of those teams wants to play, the last 2 years we've played Cranbrook, you know, during the regular season, it's been great. It's been a great challenge for us. So, no, it's fantastic to get over there and play those types of teams and those types of programs. And, you know, certainly, you know, we've had a great year and looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, this weekend, again, if you want to see a quality team in action, they take on CC at the Kennedy Sportsplex, 6 o'clock, Livonia Stevenson, 6:50 on Saturday. Then a big matchup back on the west side is they take on the Rams from Rockford at 8 o'clock next Wednesday. Coach, you mentioned 17-1, and I think people that have followed your team the past few years, they know this, that you're a team that you want to limit people, you want to keep the goals against average down, but right now, you know, obviously that's been a key to this team. You guys are scoring a lot of goals right now. Talk to me about, you know, the process in building up this incredible 17-1 record.
Well, you know, it's funny, like, you go through different streaks where, you know, we won a state championship 5 years ago now in 2011, and we scored a ton of goals. We were a high power offense. And then, you know, the past couple of years, I've had a great goaltender, and we've been a little bit more defensive oriented. And this year, you know, we've got a veteran crew of forwards coming back that can put the puck in the net. And, you know, I think as a coach, you try and figure out, hey, what way do we want to play? You know, and I played forward, you know, when I played the game and love offense. I love puck control. I you know, right in our backyard, we get to watch the Detroit Red Wings. Yeah. You watch Dylan Larkin, you watch Pavel Datsyuk, you watch Henrik Zetterberg, and you watch the way the game should be played. And, you know, so I love puck possession teams, and we're trying to, you know, pattern our game in a small way, you know, like those teams that we get to watch on TV on a weekly basis.
Mike Slobodnik kindly joins us here, high school hockey report. Of course, he's the head coach at Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Cougars in action Friday night against Catholic Central from Detroit and against Livonia Stevenson on Saturday night. You know, Coach, I talked to some of the guys from the OAA out here on the east side of the state, and I always say, boy, the OAA, remember when it was known as a football conference? And I think, you know, I could say the same thing about what's going on in the OK right now. I mean, it has such a strong reputation from a football standpoint. But, boy, not only what you are doing, but some of the other teams in the OK conference are doing. Talk to me about that, you know, that sense of pride about the programs that are really getting it done on the west side in the OK conference.
Yeah, no, and I think we talked about this at the same time last year, Sean. Like, you know, the west side is hockey's growing. It's getting better and better, and it never happens quick enough, but slowly but surely we're making strides. And, you know, like we've got a great team this year, you know, but you have, you know, Grand Rapids Christian, you have Forest Hill Central, you have East Grand Rapids, you know, you got Granville that's consistently making it to the Final Four now, you know, so there's a ton of great programs that are playing great hockey, you know. And, you know, it used to be, you know, the case where you would play three or four league games where, you know, they'd be a mercy rule game. And that's not the case anymore at all. And in fact, when you look at the Tier 1 conference compared to the Tier 2 conference, there's Tier 2 teams that are beating Tier 1 teams this year. You know, so there's a lot of good hockey being played over here. There's a lot of good hockey players over here. You know, there's hockey players that are going to move on in the game. And that's great to see, you know, from a guy that grew up on this side of the state, played high school hockey at Kentwood. You know, it's a lot different than when I grew up and played high school hockey. There's a lot more high schools playing hockey, and there's a lot more good hockey players playing hockey over here.
Yeah, it's outstanding. Hey, I know you guys got to hit the ice. Safe travels downriver, if you will, to the Kennedy Sportsplex. Again, if you haven't seen Coach Slobodnik at work, you have an opportunity this weekend. Two big matchups, Friday night against Catholic Central, and then, of course, Saturday night against Livonia Stevenson. Coach, Division III is wide open. It is going to be an awesome last couple months of the season. Always a pleasure to catch up with you. Continued success. Really look forward to seeing you guys this weekend.
Appreciate it, Sean. Thanks for all you do for hockey.
Oh, thank you, Coach. Coach Slobodnik here on the High School Hockey Report. All right, welcome back in. It is High School Hockey Report. So glad you can join us. Another team that is going to be prominent at the showcase this weekend. And, folks, I urge you, if you haven't had a chance to get out and see the action, it starts Thursday night. There's action all day Friday, all day Saturday. I mean, go look at the schedule, the amount of talent, the amount of big names out there. It really is incredible. But Craig Staszkowski and Rochester are going to be out there Friday, 9:50 a.m. against Forest Hill Central from the west side of the state, and then a big one on Saturday afternoon at 2:30 in the afternoon against Cranbrook. The head coach of Rochester United, Craig Staszkowski, joins us. First of all, Coach Staszkowski, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us here on the High School Hockey Report.
Can you believe it's been 3 years you've been doing this for us now? This is great.
Are you kidding me? I get an opportunity to talk hockey. Twist my arm, Staz, you know? Hey, let's start with the showcase, man. I mean, you have two big games. Coach Zaszczyk and Forest Hill Central, I think people know the job they've been doing the last couple of years. And Cranbrook, what more needs to be said? This is just something that's good for the game.
You know, I mean, as far as Rochester United, like, we are extremely excited about our two matchups. I mean, we're going to play against two very good programs. But in reality, I was just thinking about this. You could probably list off, you know, another 20, 30 teams, and I'd say the exact same thing. I mean, it's a great event, lots of great teams, lots of great hockey. And, I mean, outside of the state playoffs, it's probably the thing I look forward to the most every year.
It is something that, you know, for years now, I think people that have followed it know what's going on. But I get the sense, and you tell me if you agree or disagree, Coach, I get the sense that maybe the outsiders are starting to get it now. Because I can't tell you how many times, whoa, look at this game or look at that game. And, I mean, you could literally look at this schedule all day, all night Thursday or Friday or Saturday and put a circle around a game and go, ooh, I want to see that. Ooh, I want to see that. I think the word is starting to get out. Would you agree?
Absolutely, and I think, you know, it's one of those events that even, like, you know, future potential high school hockey players come and see, and they're probably just amazed at what's out there and what's, you know, the quality of matchups. And not even just that, like, I mean, you know, all the credit to, you know, Trenton and, you know, the MIHL for putting this on. I mean, they do such a great job of running it. So, you know, as much as, you know, the matchups are great, what's awesome about the event is just the way it's run. I mean, and I think that's maybe even more reason why everyone just looks forward to it. I mean, and the thing is, you got teams coming, you know, from the west side of the state, from the northern part of the lower peninsula, the upper peninsula. I mean, teams now from out of state. I mean, it's quite an event. If you haven't been there, you need to get there.
Coach Staszkowski joins us. Of course, Rochester United, they are in action at the showcase Friday, 9:50 a.m. against Forest Hill Central, and then 2:30 in the afternoon against Cranbrook. You know, Coach, I say this. I was just talking to Mike Slobodnik from Grand Rapids Catholic Central, and I say this, and now that I'm catching myself, this is something that you could say to a lot of coaches around the state, but you guys in recent years, all one has to do is look at you've had Calumet, you've had Houghton, you've had Stevenson a couple times, you've had Brighton, you've had, you know, obviously the guys in your backyard, Forest Hill Central, Cranbrook, Brother Rice, Granville. You guys are a program now that I think not only are you willing to play anybody, but you're going to give anybody the what for as well. Talk about building up to in that process to getting this program to where it's at right now.
Don't forget Catholic Central too.
Yeah, I can't forget that one. My apologies.
No, like, I'll tell you, like, the, and I think it's an attitude I see that more coaches seem to share. You have to play, you know, the best competition to get your team to play at the level that you want them to play at. And I think it's good for our sport that, you know, all these different coaches are looking to strengthen their schedule as much as possible, you know, and create these matchups on any given day during the week. And, you know, it's as much as, like, the showcase is going to be about the matchups and the event. I mean, if you look on any given day throughout the season from November to, you know, to the state playoffs, you're going to find good matchups because these teams want to play each other. And I mean, our attitude at Rochester United was that if we were ever going to get our program to the level we wanted to, we had to get these matchups. We had to get those teams to play us, and we had to get our team to play at the level of those teams. And, you know, we're trying. We're working our way, you know, up to that level, hopefully. And, you know, I know we're playing some competitive games, and, you know, hopefully a few of these close games will end up in our favor, you know, shortly. So,
Coach Staszkowski joins us again. If you want to go see a good hockey game, Friday morning, Forest Hills Central and Rochester United, Saturday afternoon, 2:30 in the afternoon, they take on Cranbrook. Coach, you and your guys, you're not going to use the injury excuse. You're not going to say things like that. I guess for a guy like me in the quote-unquote media, I can do that. You got off to a slow start this year, but I think if you take a closer look, you know, there were some guys missing. You had to get some guys back and everything. It's been a different team in the last month and a half. What do you think about the way you guys are playing right now?
I think most coaches would tell you that, you know, you're looking to play your best hockey, you know, as you move forward into the season, going towards the state playoffs. You know, I mean, we had a couple of setbacks there in the beginning of the year with some injuries, and, you know, we had a student that, you know, wasn't eligible until, you know, the third week of January because he transferred in. And, you know, and on top of it, you know, it took a little while. We had lost 90% of our scoring from a year ago. So, you know, it took a while for guys to kind of get adjusted into their new roles. You know, our defense, you know, we had some new faces back there and kind of getting used to the things that we asked for them when they play for us. You know, it took a little while, but it seems like things are starting to, you know, coming around in the shape here a little bit. And, you know, one thing that, you know, I got to give our guys, you know, the highest compliment for is that, you know, through everything, I mean, they've been a very, very hardworking team. I think if you talk to most of our opponents, you know, one thing they'd say about us is that we're definitely a hardworking team. And now that some of those things are starting to, you know, starting to click a little bit, you know, we're starting to see a little bit of success. And, you know, now the big thing for us is, you know, we've had so many close games against very good teams, whether it be Hohen, whether it be Calumet, I mean, Livonia Stevenson last weekend. You know, the big stuff for us now is definitely to get one of these games, to win one of these close games against one of these highly ranked teams, and, you know, and really build our confidence moving forward, you know, going towards the playoff.
You know, Staz, I was going to ask you about that game. I was out there at Clark Park, and, you know, just a backstory, it was pouring rain at about noon, and I was like, there's no way they're going to get this hockey game in. And just like that, when it was time to drop the puck for, you know, I believe it was Royal Oak and West Bloomfield, the rain stopped, they got the ice out there. What was that experience like for you guys? Because I'll vouch for what you're saying. It was a good game against Livonia Stevenson. You fell 3-1, but you played hard. What was that experience like for you and the boys?
You know, the experience was fantastic, and I, you know, if anyone has any interest in doing something like that, like, I would highly suggest them, you know, follow up with it, because I'll tell you what, I think our players had a great time. Obviously, playing outside is a pretty cool thing to start with, and then, you know, for us getting to play against Livonia Stevenson, a very good hockey team, one of the best hockey teams in the state, and you know, I'll tell you what, for us, I don't think you'll ever play an outdoor game and get as good a weather. I mean, I know, like you said, it rained, but you know, it cleared up, and the temp was, you know, probably right around 40 degrees. And with the rain, it almost like helped the ice out a little bit, I think. And it was just a, you know, we had nothing to complain about there. It was a fantastic day, fantastic event. And, you know, something we would definitely consider doing again.
Well, anytime you can get two characters together, I guess if you had a contest for the biggest characters as far as assistant coaches go, when you can go by an initial, Coach Staszkowski, Coach V and Coach Z, I rest my case.
I know Coach Mitchell will probably vouch for his guy. I'll tell you what, I'll take Coach V. Coach V can hold his own, I'll tell you that right now. He's a character.
Great guys, really. A shout-out to them. Once again, Rochester United taking on Forest Hills Central this Friday morning at the Showcase, 9:50 a.m., Cranbrook, 2:30 in the afternoon. Staz, there's no rest for you guys. You have Rice after that, then Granville, then Salem. I mean, hey, there's nothing like preparing for the Division I playoffs and the grind that can be than having, you know, the murder row, if you will, of games coming up for your boys.
And I'll tell you what, I mean, who knows what the outcome is going to be. Obviously, we want to win all those games, but I'll tell you what, like, I'm extremely excited. I mean, all those teams are well-coached hockey teams. They all play at a high level. They're all disciplined. Like, it's going to be fun. It's going to be really a great, you know, litmus test for us to see where we're at, you know, going into the last couple weeks of the season, going into the playoffs here. I mean, I know even after that, you know, we play the three top teams in our league in the next 2 weeks, you know, hopefully, you know, playing, you know, for a championship, hopefully. So, you know, it's I'm excited to see where we're at. Like, I think, like you said earlier, I really do believe that we're playing our best hockey of the season. And, you know, I'm excited to see, you know, where the rest of the season takes us. So, you know, we'll find out in the next few weeks for sure.
Coach Staszkowski from Rochester United. Coach, I hope I get a chance to run into you this weekend at the showcase. You're one of the good guys. I'm sorry to make you blush, but, you know, I really appreciate everything you do off and on the ice. It's a pleasure to catch up with you as always, and hopefully it's sooner rather than later.
Hey, isn't one of Rochester United's biggest fans' birthday today, isn't it?
My daughter, as a matter of fact, true story. Now that you brought that up, I took my daughter to a game last year. You guys were playing out in Farmington, and all kidding aside, she loves Rochester United. So she said, "Daddy, when are we going to another game and everything?" So, you know, I'm going to bring my daughter to a game very soon, just for that reason, buddy.
Looking forward to it. We'll see you soon, Sean.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Staszkowski from Rochester United here on the High School Hockey Report. All right, welcome back in. Final segment here on the High School Hockey Report. Great story up north. You know, we talk about a lot of great hockey being played in the Upper Peninsula. So many of these teams come down here, tournament time, and we see what they can do. One of those stories right now, Coach Arulo and Hancock really putting on a show, coming off a big win against Calumet. Kindly, Coach Arulo joins us here on the High School Hockey Report. First of all, Coach, really appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us. How are you, sir?
I am great. Thanks for having me, Sean.
Hey, Coach, let's start with this. I mean, you guys are on an incredible win streak. You're coming off of wins against Heartland, who a lot of people feel is the team to beat, if you will, in Division II. Calumet, a lot of people feel Copper Kings amongst the biggest teams
right.
in Division III. What's the mindset of the team right now? Everything's just going well for you guys lately.
Oh, for sure. We're on a nice roll. Like you said, we've beaten some good teams. The guys they're just a no-quit hockey team, and we on any given night we feel like we can beat any team, but on any given night we feel like we can lose to any team. So that's but we're hopefully on a good roll and keep it through the playoffs.
You know, Coach, you've won, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe 11 straight, and it's not like you got off to a poor start by any stretch of the imagination, but what jumps out to me is not only the 11 straight, but the teams that you've beaten, Brighton, Novi, Heartland, Calumet and everything. This is a scenario, in your mind, did something just click there in late December, or was it always there to begin with?
Well, it was kind of always there. We felt like we, like I said, to start the year, we felt like we could beat any team and lose to any team. And we lost to a team that we thought we should beat in Jeffers early around Christmas time. And ever since then, we've been kind of on this roll.
Coach Rulo and his boys coming down right now, as a matter of fact, to the showcase. What's that like for you guys? I mean, you know, obviously you've made a name for yourself. The rankings all over the state, Coach, are recognizing you. But to get the opportunity to play, you know, another Division III team in Saginaw Heritage and Coach Vento in Plymouth, that's got to be an awesome challenge for you and the boys.
Oh, for sure. Saginaw's having a great year, and we look forward to playing them. I think it should be a good hockey game. And, you know, they just had a good game with Flint Powers, and we just had a good game with Calumet, so who knows who's going to meet who down the line.
Yeah, if you haven't had a chance to see the schedule, again, Kennedy Ice Arena, 11:30 a.m. They take on Saginaw Heritage, and then Kennedy Ice Arena, 8:20 a.m. They take on Plymouth. Coach Rulo joins us here on the High School Hockey Report. Coach, talk to me a little bit about these road trips, because right now, for the benefit of people out there that don't know this, you are so kind to join us from the bus itself. And, you know, it's different for you guys up north, man. There's a road trip down here, it's 15-20 minutes. Your road trips can take hours. Can you expound on that?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we're on a bus for two, three hours for most of our conference games. So this is a little longer trip than that, but the boys are certainly enjoying it.
You know, it's interesting when you come down here, there's always a sense of pride. We talked to Coach Slobodnik from the west side of the state. You know, we talked to Coach Staszkowski from here on the east side of the state. Talk to me about, you know, the mindset up in the Upper Peninsula. I think everybody knows you better bring your lunch pail when you take on any team from the Upper Peninsula. But talk to me a little bit about that pride and the brand of hockey you guys play up there.
Oh, for sure. These kids grow up playing hockey. If they're not playing on our rink at practice, they're at the Lauren Grove ice rink that we have in town. It's the outdoor rink. And, you know, these guys take great pride, and we got a hardworking team. And we just feel like with, you know, Calumet, Holton, Marquette, Escanaba in our conference, that we have one of the best conferences in the state. We know the MIHL and KLA are great conferences, but we feel like we match up a little bit with them guys.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, you mentioned some of those teams. I think we talked about the Copper Kings, and we know what they're doing. We know what you're doing. Escanaba had the incredible run. Marquette obviously has had some success. You know, Holton, I think it speaks for itself. It's not like there isn't a lot of history up there. Do you feel that maybe you guys get the respect that you deserve?
Well, we didn't to start the year. If you look at the rankings to start the year, we weren't even in the top 30. And we felt like, you know, just coming in, we felt like we're a top 10 team in Division III for sure. And we really feel like we're a top 25 team in all divisions. So sometimes we're not getting the respect we deserve, but you got to earn it too.
You know, is that something, do you use that with the boys? I mean, because now, I mean, look, if you don't see what you guys are doing, you aren't paying attention. Is that a source of motivation to the boys? You know, maybe they see that and the perceived slight or anything, or do they just go about their business?
Oh, for sure. Coming into the season, you know, Houghton's had the great years the last few years, and we felt like coming in this year, we might have a little better team. And we were ranked below them, but the boys do take a little pride in trying to knock them kind of teams off. And it was, you know, Calumet's always been a well-respected program, and we always try to match up with them as well as we could.
Well, if you haven't seen these guys play, you get an opportunity not only this weekend on the east side of the state. Coach Arullo and Hancock, you got Saginaw Heritage, 11:30 a.m. on Friday, a matchup against Plymouth at 8:20 a.m., and for our friends up in the UP, a big matchup at Marquette Tuesday night and at Houghton Friday night. Quite the murderer's row, Coach. You've been a joy to watch from afar. I can't wait to see you in person. And you're oh so cool to be talking to us right now on the bus. I wish you nothing but continued success, Coach.
Well, thank you very much, Sean. And I'll jump on the bandwagon with everybody else. And very nice for how much you promote our sport, and we really do appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's a great product, and looking forward to seeing you guys in person. Coach Arullo, again, a chance this Friday morning, 11:30 a.m. against Saginaw Heritage, Saturday a.m., 8:20 a.m. against Plymouth Hancock. They got it going on. They're a fun team to watch. Thanks for the time, Coach.
You're welcome, and happy birthday to your daughter.
Oh, you're so cool. Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Thanks, Coach. That was awesome. Thank you for that. And happy birthday to my daughter as well. Daddy's little princess is 11. Zalek, if I don't say that, I get the business at home, and I don't need that. Hey, thanks to you guys for listening. As always, go out there and support the product all over the state. You know, we talked to three guys that are getting the job done, not only at the showcase, but if you have an opportunity, go up to a rink in the UP, to the west side, to the east side. Doesn't matter where it is. There's a lot of great hockey being played all over the great state of Michigan. So thank you for listening. Thanks to all our guests, and thanks to our executive producer, Adam Zelick, as well. For everybody involved, I'm Sean Beligian saying we'll talk to you next week. We'll see you at the rink.
Back to You with Rob Pascoe and Adam Zeller.
Back to you, guys. This concludes our broadcast day.